Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt, calling in from Colorado tonight. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have, especially after meeting all of our new diamonds at Diamond Club. Boy, it was an amazing, amazing weekend. We're going to talk a little bit about a couple of, hear from a couple of folks that were there with me as well. And thanks, everybody, for joining us. I heard people calling in from Hawaii and Florida and Washington and California and Colorado and Minnesota and North Carolina and Oregon and Arizona and Massachusetts and Virginia and Michigan and Mississippi and Iowa and Arkansas and Nevada and Pennsylvania, a bunch of folks from Canada. Lots and lots of energy throughout the Purium family, and I'm glad that you're listening in here this evening, because if you're not yet a diamond, if you're not yet to Diamond Club, we're going to be giving you some tips and information on how to get there. Before we do that, though, I want to give you an update on a couple things going on. You know, the big thing that we're talking about, even though it's 4 months away, it's exactly 4 months away. It's April 14th tonight, August 14th in Anaheim, California. We're going to be starting our Ignite convention, and you can order your tickets now. We've got a very special price, $179. That includes a couple of lunches, three healthy happy hours, all kinds of entertainment, samples, specials. You're going to want to be there. That's going to be the center of the Purium universe. Our price increases on May 1st, so make sure you get your convention tickets tonight. Let everybody know that you got your convention tickets. Once you do, you can share that on Facebook. We've got some great flyers and social media stuff that you can share. And make sure you get your hotel rooms. We're, you know, we've got few hundred more hotel rooms left. I guarantee you those won't last much longer. You can go to PuriumIgnite.com to get your hotel room. You know, we've got details on the website. So hopefully you've got all the information you need to make your decision, and not only make your decision, but share your decision. And I know that, you know, the folks that were at Diamond Club, you know, they're never going to miss another Purium event in their lifetime. And you know, we've got event after event after event coming up right now. Right now, we've got a lot of stuff going on in Hawaii. David Sandoval just flew out there. He's going to be in Kauai tomorrow night. And then on Saturday, we got a big event, a regional event, our last regional of the spring at the Pacific Beach Hotel in Honolulu. And that's just a loaded, loaded event. We've got all of our crowns out there. We've got Big Al Schreider. So it's going to be a special event. You know, the Hawaiian team does an amazing job of, you know, providing great information as well as great energy, and those are always events that will increase your business, increase your belief level, and that's something we're going to be talking about here on tonight's call as well. If you've got people out in Europe, we're doing a big event in Rosenheim, Germany. That's now less than 8 weeks away, and that's our Platinum Europe Convention. Information on the website as well on that. So lots of stuff happening, you know, event after event after event. And, you know, for those of you who already made the commitment to convention, for those of you who are actively building your business and enrolling new PLC members every week, you have the opportunity to win a free convention ticket each and every week if you're on tonight's, if you're on these Tuesday night calls. So before we hear from a couple of folks that were at Diamond Club and get into our Diamond training, what I'd like to do is announce the two winners of the convention tickets for this week. So if you hear your name called, all you need to do is hit *6, and we'll make sure that you're taken care of and make sure that your convention ticket is refunded. And tonight's winners are Kim Steinberger. So, Kim, if you're on the line, hit *6 and let me know you're there. Kim going once. Kim going twice. *6. Kim going three times. Hopefully Kim won't be listening to this recorded call.
This is not Kim.
Who is it?
This is Kim.
Kim Steinberger?
Yes, do I not sound like Kim Steinberger?
That's great. Well, congratulations, Kim. Well, thanks for being on.
It's David Sandoval calling from Kauai.
Okay. I actually know a man named Kim, so I wasn't sure, and I did not want to say anything, but David Sandoval, you are not the winner of our convention ticket giveaway, but we'll hear from you in just a moment, and thanks for tricking me. And Kim Steinberger, unfortunately, will not be winning convention ticket, but we've got our next winner is Roger Ruge. Roger, are you on the line? Star 6 if you are. Going once, going twice. Roger, we want to give you a convention ticket. I hope you're on the call tonight. Going once, going twice. Last week we were 2 for 2. Boy, I hope Roger doesn't hear tonight's call. He did a lot of recruiting, as did Kim. Kim enrolled, I think, 6 people last week. Roger enrolled a couple of people. So what we decided to do was also have one extra person. So we're not going to be calling names all night long, but I've got one extra person here. We really want to give away at least one convention ticket. So I've got a third name, and that's as many as we're going to do tonight, and that's Jesse Vare, or Vare, V-A-R-E. Jesse, are you on the line? Star 6, if you are, want to give you a convention ticket. Oh, my goodness, don't tell me we're going to be 0 for 3. Kim Steinberger, Roger Ruge, Jesse Vare. All righty. Well, congratulations on enrolling people last week. Congratulations on being one of the winners. And unfortunately, we're going to put your tickets back in the hat, and next week we'll give away a couple more. Today we're going to be talking about Diamond Club. Do you have a couple more minutes? Because I've got a couple of guests that are on the line that wanted to share their experience, and I know that you had a special experience here this weekend. Do you mind sharing that after we hear from them?
Yeah, no problem. Okay? I just wanted to pop on and say hello and let everybody just wanted to be part of the call.
Awesome. Okay, well, cool. Well, let's hear from Sloan. Sloan is from Hawaii, but it's in Washington right now. Sloan, are you on the line?
Here I am. Aloha.
Aloha. So tell us a little bit about Diamond Club and what you learned and what you saw and what you felt.
Well, you know what, Dave? First of all, thanks for having me on the call tonight. I just want to say we got off of a plane just a couple of days ago after Diamond Trip and got in a car and drove straight to a Healthy Happy Hour in Washington, visiting and supporting some of our team here, and then we're in the car right now on the way to another Healthy Happy Hour. So it's literally been in the middle of my driving that Diamond Trip has been able to really sink in for me, that I feel like I've been able to get grounded. We've just been, like, on a mission after Diamond Trip, and as I was reflecting, for me, I really feel like what happened for me at Diamond Trip was that I was able to meet so many other people that have all these different stories. Like, I really do believe that our business, the business that we're in, is this business of collecting stories. And I was able to sit around my fellow Diamonds and ask them, how did you get to Diamond? You know, what did you get through? What did you have to experience? How did you help your team members achieve, you know, the ranks and the things that they wanted to achieve in their businesses? And I'm able to now kind of take everything that I learned from everybody that was there and go out, and now I can relate more to other people. Because what I found at Diamond Trip was that, you know, there was something that I've always known. I believe in the products. I believe in the company. I believe in Dave's mission. I believe in what Amy and you, Dave and David, that are doing there. But I got to feel it. It got to permeate in, like, every cell of my body. And I realized at Diamond Trip that I'm now on a mission to help more of my team members experience Diamond Trip. Who else wants to get there? Because it's possible. I've now seen it in the eyes of every other Diamond that was there with us, with all these different stories, that we can bust through those blocks that we have to make our dreams happen. It can happen. And I realized that I, too, you know, I've got some things that I need to bust through, and what I did there was honor that and realize that I'm ready to put that stuff away because I'm joining the movement, and I'm going to take everybody along with me that wants to go too. That's what I took away, and I'm just excited for the next step and everything else that's to come.
Beautiful. Well, those are some fantastic insights, Sloan. You know, the idea of connecting with so many people and seeing the diversity of, you know, the different types of people that can get to Diamond. It's definitely not a one-size-fits-all situation. And so for you to see and hear and feel so many different stories, like you say, collecting stories, so that way when you're talking to somebody, that you say, I know somebody like you who's been successful. I know somebody like you who's making thousands of dollars a month in Purium. I just met them yesterday, 2 days ago, a week ago at Diamond Club. You know, that just builds up that belief. And so I'm glad that, you know, you talked about that belief permeating in every cell of your body. We're going to be talking about belief on the back end of the call for sure as part of this training. So thanks so much for sharing. Thanks so much for being there, and, you know, it was a lot of fun, and I'm glad that you've taken that enthusiasm out on the road instead of going back to Hawaii, going up to Washington with your team and doing healthy happy hours with Holly and the group up there. So congratulations. Thanks for being on the line, and, yeah, I'm sure that you'll have lots of folks from Washington and all around on your team going to be at the next Diamond Club. So thanks for being on the call tonight.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. Well, we've got Christine from Florida as well on the call tonight. So, Christine, if you'd like to share your experience at Diamond Club and what you saw and felt and learned.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Dave. I totally ditto what Sloan said. It was an amazing, amazing time to see all the people and join and hear the stories and jump on that mission. Well, one of the things was, realizing that the responsibility lies within us to share this with people, to share it for on a financial level as well as a physical level, as well as our friends and family and helping them, and that we're becoming leaders. And at Diamond Club, we truly saw that, is that now we're stepping, you know, a little bit into a leadership role as far as identifying and looking for the great people to bring with us. By implementing, the systems and definitely staying in the creative stage of still enrolling people, but yet helping and motivate other leaders on our team. But one of the best things that on Sunday that I took away, and I was trying to articulate this, but when Dave Sandoval stood up and he said that we're not in a spirit of competition, but and then I start thinking about that we are in a spirit of co-opetition. We're all cooperating on the same mission. And when I think in this type of industry, if we could, like, rise above some of the MLM-type, you know, attitudes, and we realize that we're on a huge mission and we're cooperating with each other to help people get healthy, I think that's a really awesome thing. And one of my favorite things was, you know, having to spend time with Amy Wiener. We always hear from David Litt, who's the master of the marketing and everything, and that's amazing. And then from David Sandoval, who's a genius, a guru, knows so much. It's incredible. But seeing and being around Amy, her spirit and her energy, and that this is a place where women can thrive and make great incomes, and that's something that Dave Sandoval said. But just that whole atmosphere of what we have our hands on, and how close the company is, and how much they care about people. That's what I took away, is how much they really care about people.
Well, fantastic, Christine. Well, it was a pleasure to have you and Jerry there, and I think you definitely not only captured the spirit of Diamond Club, but were able to articulate it really well. I mean, there were lots and lots and lots of aha moments, and for different people, they were different, but, you know, a lot of the things that you shared were things that I heard, you know, throughout over and over again as far as the feedback goes. And, yeah, you know, Amy's a very special person. You know, the manufacturing facility is kind of her home base. And when you get up to Blue Diamond, you get to go to the retreat to Dave's home base. And so, you know, I think it's really generous and very unique that our owners really open up, you know, their lives and their homes and really, you know, want everybody to understand at a transparent level who they are and what they're trying to accomplish, so that, you know, everyone understands we're on the same team, we're in the same community, we're in the same family. And so, Dave, I'm sure that, you know, Sloan's comments, Christine's comments, and just the overall feedback you got from Diamond Club was pretty awesome. Any words you'd like to share about, you know, your experience and what you thought was important that for those who have not yet been to Diamond, but will be the Diamond. Everyone has that opportunity. not been to Diamond Club yet, what they're in store for, or what you felt this weekend?
Well, I think that I always talk about an investment, and you know, there's three types of investments, and I agree that, you know, all of them have value. I love education. Education's an amazing investment, and if you put in, you know, after you graduate from high school, if you put in 4 years of college and 3 years of graduate work and accumulate $250,000 in debt, then you can position yourself to be very successful financially. If you buy a franchise and you spend $250,000 on the franchise, you know, and another, you know, $250,000 on the infrastructure to make the franchise work, and then, you know, within 3 to 5 years, you've got a return on your investment, assuming it was a good franchise, and you're on your road to wealth or financial independence. And both of those are between $250,000 and $500,000 in between three and 7 years in their investments. And what I want people to realize is that the people who are at that diamond trip, they're people who may have done both of those in their lifetime. And yet today they realize that the leverage they get from a $300 to $1,000 investment in a gold pack or a party pack, and with the same or less effort, they could achieve a greater, an equal or greater results with more freedom, with more independence, with more ability to select people, the people with whom they work and the time that they work. And so what I took away is that we are in the midst of identifying the next generation of entrepreneurs, the new entrepreneur, if you would. And that is the green entrepreneur, the intelligent entrepreneur, and the rare person who realizes that if you could put in the same effort without the half.
Dave? I think we lost David Sandoval, but he was just about to wrap up a pretty big point, which is there's no question that, you know, we identified a lot of fantastic, innovative, creative leaders that were there, and it was really inspiring and energizing to be in that community and you know, just surrounded by people who, you know, were like-minded in mission but very diverse in backgrounds. And so if Dave pops back on, that'd be great. I know he's traveling out to Hawaii here. So I'm going to go ahead and jump into our training, and if Dave comes back, we'll let him finish off his thought. Okay, so there were a couple of key concepts that I wanted to emphasize in the training from Diamond Club, some diamond concepts, and obviously you have to be at Diamond Club to get the full-on diamond training, but one of the words that came up over and over again on this call as well as throughout the weekend was the word belief, and that the simple cycle of Believe, instill belief. The more belief you have in something, the easier it is to instill belief. In fact, there's another cycle, which is the belief-action cycle. The more that you believe something, the easier and more confident you are to take action. And once you have that action and you have that positive response from that action, your belief level goes higher, and then you're willing to take another action, maybe a bigger action, stretching your comfort zone. So the idea of having deep, strong belief is really important. But what do you need belief in? And so we shared some ideas and some concepts about, you know, thinking about your belief level on a scale of 1 to 10. And your belief level in yourself as an entrepreneur. What is your belief level? So some people are a 10 and some people are a 1 and most people are somewhere in between. What is your belief level in the network marketing industry? Some people are a 1. Some people are a 10. Most are somewhere in between. What is your belief level in the products? What is your belief level in our business model, the support you get from the upline, the gift card marketing system, all those things? So as you start to look at your business as a business person and you understand what your belief level is in yourself, in the industry, in the products, in the business, there's a couple things you need to do. The first is that whatever you have the highest belief level in, whatever you have your highest belief on, maybe it's the product, but that's what you're going to want to lead with. That's what you're naturally going to want to share and promote. But the thing that's really important to understand is that if you have limiting beliefs, if your belief level is low, especially if it's 6 or lower in any of these, that you're going to, it's almost like dragging a weight around at your ankle. And it's going to be very difficult for you to share enthusiastically because you're going to be worried about somebody asking you a hard question. You know, what if they ask me about? I'm afraid that somebody might ask me about. If I only had more knowledge about, I wish that, you know, this wasn't there. And so what you need to do is find somebody to connect with in your upline or read a book or watch a video or learn some new information to get you your belief level higher. So how can you connect with something that helps you to expand your belief? So if your belief level in our products is an 8, try some other products. You know, if your belief level in network marketing is a 6, then read a book, listen to an audio, connect with one of your upline crowns and have them sit down with you and share their passion and beliefs. I know that David Sandoval himself has said that his belief level in network marketing continues to rise, and it's easy for your belief level to rise as you have more success. The challenge, the trick, the hard work that you need to do is to break down those limiting beliefs and believe it before you see it, believe it before you experience it, and give yourself the opportunity to really promote in an unleashed way. And so we talked about, you know, why you're a rock star. What are the things that you're doing? What are your abilities? What's your testimonial? What's your passion? So we want you to lock in and promote and be excited about what your belief is really high in, but we want you to be conscious and aware of where your beliefs are more limited. Another key concept that we talked about is your why. The bigger your why, the easier your how. And we spent a lot of time talking about this idea of really connecting to your core key passion. You know, the idea of why you want to earn more money, how much money you need, what's it for, what stress do you want to eliminate, and if time and money wasn't an object, what would you do with your life? And so, you know, we talked a little bit about dream boarding and those sorts of things, and I think it's really important for you as a self-starter, somebody who wants to get to the diamond rank, to connect with your why on your own or get with somebody in your upline to help you to connect with that why at a deep level, because that's what's going to keep you working. That's what's going to keep you promoting. That's what's going to keep you sharing. That's what's going to keep you excited, is because you know deep down this is your mission and this is something you want to affect in your life. You know, you can either build up your life to expand out to what you really want, or you can contract your life to what you have. You can build your life out to what you see and believe and think is possible, or you can contract your life to your bills and to your income that you currently have. And so what we want you to do is to figure out a way to get bigger, to expand that belief level, to expand your skills, to expand your why, to get more clear about what is possible, because there's a lot possible for you, especially if you get with somebody who's can help you to do that process. And then the last thing is to connect your goals with your actions. So it's great to have a big belief. It's great to have a big why. But now you got to go out and do something. And so it's important for you to set a clear goal as to how and what you want to walk across stage at convention. I know you're going to be at convention, so the question is, what rank do you want to be when you go across stage? And once you get clear about that, what are you willing to do to make that happen? How are you going to grow yourself personally? Who are the people that you're going to connect with? Who are the partners that you're going to lock arms with and run with? And what's your plan? What are the activities that you're going to be doing on a regular basis? Is it going to be driven by healthy happy hours? Is it going to be driven by Facebook posts or creating a blog? Is it going to be driven by looking at your phone and starting to talk to new people? Is it going to be, you know, connecting with people at your church? Is it going to be connecting with people that are your golf buddies? Is it going to be connecting with people around the office? Who are you going to be connecting with? Who are you going to be partnering what are the activities that you're going to be doing, and putting those pieces of the puzzle together. Because if your belief level is an 8, a 9, a 10 about yourself, if it's an 8, a 9, or 10 about our industry and about our products and about our opportunity, and your why is crystal clear, if you're really clear about why you're doing this and what you see in your life and what stress you want to eliminate and what great thing you want to do in the world, and then you have a plan and you're willing to go step by step and make the sacrifices necessary to be successful, then there is nothing that will stop you. You will be totally unstoppable, and Diamond Club will just be a short stop on the way to crown. So, you know, there's lots more meat in the Diamond Club training, but at the core of it, you know, I think those are some of the most important messages, is belief and why and setting your action tied to your goals. And we've got a beautiful 120-day run, as I said at the top of the call. Today's April 14th. On August 14th, you know, we're going to be doing a convention, and we're going to be launching new products and launching new programs and taking our business to a whole nother level. And it's just a question of how fast are you going to be running into convention? How many people are you going to be running with going to convention? How many people are you going to be bringing? Are you going to have 2 seats next to you for your business partners, or are you going to have 2 rows of people at convention? Are you going to go to convention as a director, or are you going to convention as a diamond? Or are you going to convention as a blue diamond? What are your goals? What are you going to make happen, and how are you going to reprioritize your life to make sure that you do the activities necessary to have that big, beautiful, creative, expansive life that you deserve? So that's what we talked about at Diamond Club. I don't know if Dave came back on. You know, he was talking about some awesome stuff and was kind of on a roll. I hope that he is back on and can pick back up to wrap up the call. Dave,
did you hear me, Dave?
You on the line? I can now. We heard most of what you said, and then you kind of dropped off. So you're cutting in and out again. You're cutting in and out. Now you're pretty much out. I'll give you another couple seconds, Dave, if you can get to a better spot. All righty. Well, good news is David Sandoval does his Wednesday night calls. Every Wednesday night, meet the owners call. So I'm sure he's got some great information on products. Maybe you can share a little bit of philosophy on the front end of the call as well. So lots of good stuff.
Did you hear me?
Now I can hear you again.
Okay, last time, again, if you could invest a small amount of money, $300 to $1,000, and put one hard year in, then we've seen people earn money in excess of CEO money, in excess of doctor money, in excess, you know, we're talking almost lottery money, seriously. And you're doing it selling non-GMO organic superfoods that are changing people's lives at great prices. You're giving away $50 gift cards. You're literally giving away $2,000 worth of products to make the world a better place. So all I took away is that there's people who see it. The people who came to Diamond Club, they get it. They see it. They're ready. They're going to be the ones who are going to step up and be crowns of the future. That's all.
Fantastic. Well, it's a great message, and there's no question about it that, you know, this business model is the business model of the future. And, you know, a big part of that is technology, and, you know, we're continuing to make our technology platform better. We had a fantastic meeting with our phone app company. We've got some great stuff coming up 60 days from now, some even bigger stuff coming up for convention. So if you're part of the Dreams platform, I can tell you, you know, the back office reporting, the phone app is just going to continue to get better and better, and we're going to do everything we can to make it easier and easier to promote our business. And, you know, we're hoping that you're going to be every step of the way improving yourself, expanding your dreams, expanding your activities, reprioritizing your life to give yourself the best opportunity to take advantage of the momentum that's going on with the company right now. So that's why I'm here, and I know it just re-energized me this weekend being with all these diamonds, all these fantastic, as Dave said, next generation of entrepreneurs. So great stuff. If you were at Diamond Club, you know what I'm talking about. If you weren't at Diamond Club, look at the pictures, listen to this call again, And we'll see you there. Our next Diamond Club will be in the fall, and it's going to be packed, I'm sure. So thanks so much for joining us. Tomorrow night, Dave's on for Meet the Owners call. I believe he's going to be available for that one. So let's load up that call, and we'll catch everybody 24 hours from now. So thanks for being on the line. Christine, thanks for sharing. Sloan, thanks for sharing. David Sandoval, as always, thanks for sharing, and we'll catch you tomorrow night. Good night, everyone.